Now the deacons here were chosen by the church. And we're told, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now, these men here were men now that were appointed because of the crisis that had arisen. The high plane to which the Spirit had brought the church was interrupted by the intrusion of satanic division and confusion, and the sharing of material substance, which at first characterized the church. It gave way to the selfishness of the old nature, and the Grecians, evidently a minority group, they felt neglected, and they demanded that their widows be given equal consideration with the Hebrews. And these apostles, they do not feel they should have the burden of this detail upon them at all. So they want to give themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. Now, certain qualified men, 7 of them, are chosen to assume the burden of handling the material substance. And I want you to notice their qualifications. And this is something I'm afraid is neglected today in the average church in the choosing of deacons. I hear it said sometime, fact of the matter is, I heard a man make the statement. He said, now, I don't want to be appointed to a spiritual office. He said, I wouldn't want to be an elder, but I'll be a deacon because you handle material things there. I believe that the office of deacon should require more spirituality and more wisdom and more prayer than any other office of any of the officers of the church. Now, first of all, that you will notice here, they had to be men of honest report. Their honesty should not be questioned. And friends, it's tragic when a church has a deacon or two whose honesty is questioned and that certain ones, maybe including the pastor, can't even trust them. They ought not to be in office. They should be, first of all, men of honest report. And they should be men full of the Holy Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. These men were full of the Holy Spirit here. You notice verse 3, honest report, full of the Holy Spirit, and then wisdom. Now, full of wisdom means that these men were spiritual. They were men that could make an application of spiritual truth. That was very important. I feel like they should be more spiritual than anyone else in the church for the very fact they are handling material things and they are apt to get a lopsided view of it. Now, you have also, let's drop down to verse 10. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. They were men of conviction, you see, real conviction. And then they were men full of faith. It says of Stephen here on several occasions that he was full of faith. And not only that, not only saving faith, but serving faith, witnessing faith. It isn't the amount of faith, it was the object of his faith. And then we're told in verse 8, Stephen full of faith and power. And they should be men of power. Now, these were the men that were to be chosen. Now, verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer for the ministry of the word. That's what the apostles are going to do.